Max Nelson is Director of Labor Relations for the Freedom Foundation. And we're talking to Max before on this issue of, is the state honestly reporting COVID-19 deaths? He had an initial report several months ago that actually got the state to change the numbers because they found that gunshot victims being counted as deaths by COVID, and followed the state of Colorado, by the way, when they adjusted their numbers. Washington did too, thanks to the work of Max and others. Well, Max looked at the numbers up to September 4th and found that there are some questionable deaths being counted as COVID-19 deaths. Max, thanks for being with us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kirby. Thanks for having me on the program.
You bet. Now, how is it, how easy is it to get this information, and how do you determine when someone is said to have died of COVID that they died of something else with COVID present in their body? How do you find that out?
Well, what I ended up having to do, Kirby, was work very hard over the last 6 months, pretty much nonstop since the last time we wrote about this issue back in May, to try and get death certificate data from the Washington State Department of Health. When we first broke the issue back in May, all we knew was what we had been told by the department, which was a description of the method they were using to count COVID-19 deaths. And the base method that they're still using today is to count any person who dies after testing positive for the virus. And, of course, the obvious problem with that is just because you test positive at some point and then die doesn't mean that it was the virus that killed you. Back in May and June, the Department of Health admitted, as you just mentioned, that there were gunshot victims that were being included in the state's tally. The problem was we never had any actual data. We had what the Department of Health was willing to admit and describe about its process, but we didn't have the data behind the numbers that they were releasing. And so it took us like about 6 months to finally get the death certificate cause of death information for the roughly 2,000 deaths that the state attributed to COVID as of September 4, and then do the analysis on those that death certificate information.
What are the rough numbers of the deaths you found to be questionably attributed to COVID-19?
Well, of the just under 2,000 deaths that were attributed to COVID-19 by the state as of September, about 170 death certificates did not have any reference to COVID-19 on them at all, either as a direct part of the direct chain of events that led to death or as a background factor. Another 171 death certificates mentioned that it made some reference to COVID, but did not include it as part of the causal chain of events that led to death. And what was probably most concerning, though, Kirby, were the dozens of death certificates that maybe referenced COVID in some way, but it was pretty clear when you actually read what had been entered on the death certificate that it was not, or it certainly seemed like a stretch to attribute it to the virus. For example, we found several cases of people who died from methamphetamine intoxication or abuse, but at some point they'd been exposed to COVID or tested positive for it, and so they were in the tally. Other cases included people who died from alcoholic liver disease. There were people who died while asymptomatic, and the person filling out the death certificate just was mentioning, they had COVID, they were asymptomatic, they died, of X, Y, or Z. And there were other situations where the person completing the death certificate noted that the deceased individual had COVID previously, but had subsequently recovered or repeatedly tested negative, and then, weeks later passed away from something else. Yet all of those deaths are being counted, or at least they were as of September 4, by the Department of Health as caused by COVID-19.
So that's somewhere in the neighborhood of 17% to 20% of all deaths.
That would be about right, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. And you have roughly 17% for sure are probably questionable, but then you have a number of others that are questionable, but you can't quite pin it down. So let's round up to 20%. And that's a significant. Now, I know you're focused on Washington State, and we know that Colorado, about the same time you brought up that first report we talked about, their governor ordered their numbers be changed because he found they overcounted as well. Do we have any information about other states? And it's not that – I don't want to underplay the seriousness of COVID-19 because it's obviously serious, but there's a world of difference between 200,000 and 300,000 deaths, world of difference between 3,000 deaths and 2,000 deaths. And I'm just curious, is this a pattern around the country that we – do you know?
Well, I don't know for sure, Kirby. I do know enough to know that states are counting deaths and reporting deaths very differently. And as you mentioned, Colorado back in the spring started providing additional categories. Basically, the state would say, here's the number of people that we know or we've confirmed that COVID played some role in their death, and here's the category for, you know, maybe we're not sure, or they died with COVID, or they had tested positive at some point. And they'd separated those two things out. Now, after our initial report came out in May, the Department of Health here in Washington said, and this is in writing, it's still up on their website today, that they were going to start sorting COVID deaths into four different categories: confirmed, probable, suspected, and then a fourth category for deaths that they'd ruled out COVID as having a role. And here we are, it's the middle of December, and the Department of Health has still not provided that information. All we get from the state right now is this one number, this counter on their data dashboard that doesn't give you any context for what the number means. And again, it took us 6 months to try to reach the actual data behind that number from the Department of Health. I don't understand it. You know, I wish the state was being more transparent about what these numbers mean.
Have you at any time gotten an admission that they are wrong, not that they're looking at it to examine how to fix it, but that they are wrong and the initial numbers are inflated? Have you gotten any kind of public admission that that's true?
No public admission, Kirby, but after the original story broke, we filed a request for public records with the governor's office, and we got a series of very amusing emails in which the communication staff at the governor's office and the Department of Health were talking about our report and trying to come up with how to respond. And the head communications person there basically said, don't reference the Freedom Foundation. They don't need the publicity. But they were all admitting, yeah, the report is correct. We do count everybody who dies after testing positive, and that does result in including people who died from things other than COVID. So the basic method is flawed in the sense that it's always going to over-capture.
Right.
It's always going to create too large a number. And you can try to mitigate that, but it's always going to capture a number that's a little bit, at least a little bit too large.
Well, because if I remember correctly from the state numbers, the death rate of COVID, anyone with COVID, is about 1.5%. And those are mostly concentrated in people over 60, 90% of our deaths. And they say still people over 60. And that number has been constant from the very beginning, because I check the dashboard at least 3 to 4 times a week, max, to keep up with the numbers and what's going on. Because as you hear these wide outbreaks, the question is outbreaking in different parts of the population? Are younger people at risk? Are women more at risk? And you need to know those things, and it's been consistent. People over 60 are 90%, 89, 90% of the deaths. And so it's not breaking into a different subset or a different population group. It's pretty consistent. And when you look at number of tests, number of hospitalizations, number of deaths, your chances of dying with COVID, once you have it, is about 1.5 to 2%. And so to calculate all these deaths as being caused by COVID as opposed to deaths with COVID by some other cause is really misleading.
It is. And you know, here's what I think is really going on, Kirby, at the end of the day. You know, we are dealing with a new virus,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, if I was a public health official, I would want as much data about it as I could get. And so I don't know that it's unreasonable for the Department of Health to cast a very wide net to make sure that they are identifying every death that could have something to do with COVID. That's fine. I think the problem is, again, it's the lack of transparency and not breaking down that one number for deaths into categories that allow us to really know what the state knows and what the state doesn't know about these deaths and the role that COVID played. You know, every email that comes out from the Department of Health, every press conference that Jay Inslee conducts, that number is referenced as the gospel truth number of the people who died because
that's
of COVID.
That's
and
right.
That's just not the right way to describe the data that the state actually has.
I'm with you. No, they should correct this, and soon. I understand bureaucracies go slow, But sometimes, Max, that slow is part of the system, and sometimes that slow is deliberate. And I'll leave it up to the audience to judge for their own minds, which they think it is in this case. Max, listen, great work on your website, freedomfoundation.com.
Yep, you got it.
All right, you can read Max's stuff there as well and all the other great work they do. Public Employee Unions is a truly worthy organization. End of the year, if you're thinking about a donation, think about Freedom Foundation. Max, as always, a pleasure. Thanks. Stay on this. As more information develops, let us know. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Sounds great, Kirby.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Yeah, well, they're just miscounting deaths. No big deal.